I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the 1999 Women's World Cup team wasn't just successful on the field. We look back at their off-the-field fight for gender equity. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Fans started lining up before 4 a.m. to get into Jurassic Park on Thursday. That's 11 hours before the gates would even open. I mean, what's the big deal? It was a really good movie, but it came out 26 years ago.
No, people wanted to watch the Toronto Raptors on their big screen, so life is good.
Well, as you say, Jurassic Park is an outdoor viewing area for Toronto Raptors games. Am I the only one who's really enjoying how much Toronto is getting into this championship run?
Oh, no. Toronto's a great city. I'm really sorry that the Maple Leafs didn't do something this year, because to have both of those teams in the playoffs would be Canadian nirvana.
In recent years, the NHL has gone to great lengths to create a style of play that's faster, more skilled, and less violent. But it seems to me that the current Stanley Cup Finals between the St. Louis Blues and Boston Bruins are delaying that transformation. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's a really old-fashioned hockey, especially the second game in which the Blues managed to beat the Bruins in Boston. Torrey Krug absolutely leveled St. Louis's Robert Thomas and probably won't be punished for it. The reason he won't be punished is because nobody's really sure what charging is anymore.
Longtime major leaguer Bill Buckner died on Monday at the age of 69. Buckner is best remembered for one play on October 25th, 1986, when the ball went through his legs and the Red Sox lost Game 6 of the World Series to the Mets. But he really deserves to be remembered for much more than that, doesn't he?
Sure, he was a very good baseball player. He never struck out three times in a game, which I think is really, is just remarkable given the way people swing so freely. Blaming Bill Buckner takes Red Sox manager at the time, John McNamara, off the hook, which is really, really the wrong thing to do, because it was McNamara's bungling in Game 6 and 7 that cost the Red Sox that World Championship.
This week, I've heard a lot of Red Sox fans focusing on the moment in 2008 after the team had won two World Series, when Buckner came back to Fenway Park and all was forgiven. And it was a really nice moment. But are we letting ourselves off the hook for our behavior after the 86 series?
I think a little bit, yeah. I think it went on a little bit too long. I mean, it was understandable. He was the unfortunate face of one of the great collapses of all time. But the ovation he got was extremely delayed.
Bart Starr has died at the age of 85. Starr was the quarterback who, along with Coach Vince Lombardi, led the Green Bay Packers to five championships in the 1960s. How will you remember Starr?
Just as the efficient but largely faceless captain of the ship. His statistics are remarkable. He's probably the most underrated quarterback in NFL history because Vince Lombardi was such a gigantic figure. But if you look at Bart Starr's career numbers, they're really, really good. And people don't seem to remember that.
Yeah, I had not realized until now that Starr was a 17th round draft pick in 1956.
Even less well thought of than Tom Brady was.
By one position.
Yeah.
There have been at least 11 deaths on Everest this year, and overcrowding was definitely a factor. And if this sounds familiar, that's because there were 11 deaths on Everest in 2012 when the climbing routes were similarly overcrowded. What's going on?
Too many people are trying to climb Mount Everest, and I blame the movie and rise of the phrase bucket list for this. I am astonished by the photo of the line of people waiting to summit. The top of Mount Everest is not supposed to look like Best Buy on the day after Thanksgiving. It's simply not right.
Every time there's a particularly deadly season on Everest, people say all the right things about considering changes and regulations, and it just never seems to happen. What is it going to take?
Well, if this doesn't do it, nothing will. People are dying like partridges up there. It's not supposed to be something you check off along with, windsurfing in Cabo San Lucas and skateboarding in the Amazon or whatever.
A champion was crowned in the Scripps Spelling Bee on Thursday night, or maybe I should say champions, right?
Yeah, good for them. No playoffs, no penalty shots, nothing. 8 people are the best, 8 people win.
Well, that's what happens when you run out of words.
Well, yeah,
right?
apparently they ran out of English words to get these guys. I mean, I would have gone back to the real simple ones because I'm totally convinced that some of these kids are so wired that if you ask them to spell cat, they'll blow it. Sports!
And finally, Charlie, Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. wants folks to know that he's in Cleveland to stay, or at least for a while. So how's he showing his loyalty towards his new team?
Well, first of all, he has a Rolls Royce, but he's painted it a god-awful orange to celebrate being a Brown. And he's got this hood ornament, which depicts his famous over-the-back-of-the-head one-handed catch. But the thing that really fascinates me is that it's a retractable hood ornament. Because apparently people go around and steal Rolls-Royce hood ornaments. So he's got one that goes down into the hood when his car is parked.
Charlie Pierce joins us on Only a Game each week at this time. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.